All right, just talk about how you're feeling right now, health-wise. How are you feeling conditioning?
I feel really good. My knee feels really stable, really strong. My doctor checked it. He said all the ligaments, everything felt really strong, and I trust that guy. So that's given me the mental capacity to just go and work. As far as my lungs and everything feels, I feel ready to go. You know, our workout today, we ran some timed 10s and 20s, and I ran them pretty fast, and I felt pretty good.
One of the things that Bronco Mendenhall mentioned this morning was the importance of keeping you healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Being a running quarterback, what do you have to do to make sure that you stay on the field?
It's sliding. You know, I think when I get in the pocket, I think I have a pretty good feel of knowing when pressure is coming and where it's coming from, and I feel like I can avoid some big hits doing that. But when I get in the open field, I need to get down, or I need to get out of bounds. And I think that's been the big emphasis that the coaching staff have made, Coach and I, Coach Beck, as we went through spring ball and as I've had conversations with them leading into August 2nd.
In your limited interactions with the new coaching staff, what are your impressions?
I love the coaching staff. I think Coach and I was a good change for us. I think he's great. I think he's a guy that came in with a lot of expectations, and he hasn't let down. We look to him as a seasoned veteran guy. He knows what he's doing. He's been around the system for a long time, and with his help, I think we can be really good.
With a bunch of the offensive linemen coming in, because not too many returners, that could take a while to gel, perhaps. So is there, not concern, but it's kind of to get ready to know how everybody else plays, how they're going to block, and do your thing first couple of games, like especially being healthy. How do you think you'll kind of just be able to get everybody in the groove to get going to everybody on the same page?
Yeah, great question. So we had four JC guys and a couple freshmen that just got on campus, and that's our emphasis right now. We have two practices once a week, and it's to help those guys to get in the groove so that they can get up to snuff, they can learn the blocking schemes, and they can get used to the tempo and how fast it's expected of them, how fast we're going to be going. But that's big right now, and that's probably that's where we need to focus.
For you guys to be successful offensively this year, what's the biggest key for you guys?
I was just execution. I think everything comes down to execution. Receivers need to run their right routes. We need to recognize the coverage. Our blocks, they don't need to be spectacular, but they need to get in front of guys. And I need to throw the ball to the right guy in the right place. And, you know, if you start breaking it down like that, football is a pretty simple game. I mean, it's obviously harder because there's a lot of variables and everything else. But in order for us to be successful, we don't need to do anything fancy. We have the talent. We have the schemes. We just need to do the little things and do them really well.
Do you think there's any sort of advantage because of the new system? People know what Robert and I do with Arizona and everything, but offense, it's an advantage not seeing too much of what's how your specific offense will work, kind of studying it up on you guys?
Yeah, probably, for sure, initially. You know, Virginia doesn't really know what to expect. You know, they know Coach and I was our run coordinator, or the run coordinator Arizona, so he brought that package here. But there's a lot of things that are different and a lot of things that change. But as we go through the season, you know, teams will spend their time scouting us and everything else, and but that's okay because it still comes down to execution and making plays.
Thank you.